There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Following persistent efforts this year by the World Jewish Congress, Latin America's largest online retailer has completely removed anti-Semitic content from its platform. Mercado Libre, meaning free market in Spanish, began in 1999 by a Jewish businessman based in Argentina. Well, today, 76 million users use the site, which operates in 18 countries in Latin America, and it's more popular than Amazon. This week, Mercado Libre confirmed that in the first half of last year, offensive material in violation of company policy had reduced by 89% compared to the previous year, and has rid itself of books such as Mein Kampf, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, as well as Nazi coins, posters, and memorabilia. Federico Dyer, Mercado Libre's senior legal director, praised the work the company had achieved in collaboration with the Latin American Jewish Congress, whilst Ariel Seidler, program director of the Latin American Jewish Congress, noted how working together, one can achieve much through determination to remove unwanted offensive material. Celebrities have certainly caught the spotlight this year, involving activity and remarks offensive to Jewish communities. And now, Whoopi Goldberg, in a recent interview, pointed out that the Holocaust was not racial in nature and simply a matter of white-on-white violence, because both Nazis and Jews are white people. Goldberg insisted that all she was doing was noting how the Nazis and Jewish people in appearance look white, and did acknowledge that Jewish people were, from a race perspective, regarded differently under Nazi rule, and regrets any offense taken on her outlook.
My words upset so many people, which was never my intention. And I understand why now. It is indeed about race, because Hitler and the Nazis considered Jews to be an inferior race. Now, words matter, and mine are no exception. I regret my comments, as I said, and I stand corrected.
Religion and traditions are playing out on the Israeli political field as we await the inauguration of Benjamin Netanyahu's new government. Orit Strock, a religious Zionism lawmaker who is to become a minister in the new Israeli government, says that doctors should be allowed to reject treatment on those they believe would offend their religious practice, and provided another doctor is nearby and willing to offer their services. Her remarks have been met with outrage from many quarters, with Netanyahu distancing himself from such remarks, assuring that his coalition would never allow such discriminatory laws to be passed. Outgoing Prime Minister Yair Lapid denounced Strock's remarks and blamed Netanyahu for the rise of such sentiments, saying that Netanyahu is leading Israel to becoming a benighted state ruled by Jewish law. Whilst Professor Zion Hage, chairman of the Israel Medical Association, insisted that doctors in Israel are committed to the doctor's oath and will not allow any person or any law to change this fact. Reports coming in from Oman indicate that the country's Islamic Council will meet today to discuss the changing of the first clause of the law which boycotts Israel. This clause presently prohibits contact with bodies and individuals who are based in the Holy Land. During the past months, Israel has been appealing to Oman to permit flights from Israel to pass through its airspace. This move follows a similar concession made with Saudi Arabia last July. In early October, during a round of peace talks held in Madrid, Spain, Eliav Benjamin, the head of Israel's Foreign Ministry's Bureau of the Middle East and Peace Process Division, whilst discussing the status of the Abraham Accords, hinted at Oman as coming on board the historic agreement with the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, and Sudan. And on a positive note, Israel's Foreign Trade Administration says the country's exports of goods and services are expected to amount to at least $160 billion this year. And that's just a conservative estimate. Israel until now boasts record-breaking exports during the last 2 years, despite the global recession and COVID lockdown conditions, having now accomplished the record from the previous year of $144 billion. Services led by programming, followed by research and development, are expected to account for 51% of Israel's entire exports this year, whilst goods will make up for the remaining 49%. A particular growth was noted in the export of chemicals and chemical industry products, diamonds, electronic and mechanical equipment. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.